Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over the United States of America. Shout outs to everybody tuned in Canada, people listening all over the world, North America, South America. You could be in a submarine right now. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's in New York City. Me, or us collectively, we're on the radio. It's amazing how technology works. Think about this. There's a voice that you don't even see coming out of your speaker right now. Technology's crazy. Anyway, I'm going to be here for 2 hours, as I mentioned. We've had fun already. If you missed anything, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We got plenty of people listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates all over the damn place. SiriusXM 158, CBSSportsRadio.com, smart speakers, all that good stuff. We've talked about some college football. We talked about Ronald Acuna Jr. He had a 40-40 season. Good for him. Home run tonight. Going to win MVP. Talked about Aaron Judge. Hit 3 home runs tonight for the New York Yankees. This is the second time he has done that this season. We talked about Jim Harbaugh. He's back. On the sidelines, at least, coaching Michigan. We talked about all these damn injuries in the NFL. We just heard from Tom Brady just talking about how he hyped himself up when he played. Had to find a reason to hate the opposition. Sounds like a sick, twisted, demented football freak. It worked out for him. Good for him. Congratulations. And then as we continue on here with the show, I do want to talk about Lane Kiffin getting ready to take on his old boss and Nick Saban. I want to tell you about everything going on with the 49ers. I think they look like the best team in the NFL, even in a short sample size. And then I want to provide a little bit of hope for at least, I don't know, maybe one team that's on the other end of the spectrum in the NFL. We got quite a few teams in the league who are 0-2, and they got like no chance in hell to do nothing. I'm going to try to find the best 0-2 team that might be able to turn things around. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers here. A lot of them. It's Friday night. Why not? I get a lot of callers every night. I'm going to pick up the lines. I want to talk to you. Then we can talk about, so let's get into some more football after that. Let's start off here. We got Michael calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Michael?
Hey, JR. How's it going?
It's going very well. What's on your mind?
Good. I just heard that last caller. I'm sorry. On behalf of all Canadians, Torontonians, we're not all that deficient in our intelligence. That guy is just out to lunch. I mean, it's 12 a.m. here. He's probably working the night shift. So, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. But, no, that's
okay. I mean, he said he was driving. What did he say? He ran out of gas or he ran out of money? Which one was it?
Oh, I don't remember, actually.
He ran out of money.
He ran out of money, Chef?
Debit card was not doing him any favors.
Oh. So where did he get alcohol from? Because he sounded drunk.
What we established was that people essentially felt bad for him. And in Toronto, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, but I think people in Toronto are a lot more benevolent with their resources.
Yeah, somewhat. I would say I would agree to that to some extent. Yeah.
Can you? Is it legal to just hand if you're over? What's the drinking age up there?
It's 19. So a lot of U.S. folks from Maine and out there, they actually come up to drink here, right? Because they're 21, too. And actually in Quebec, it's 18.
Oh, my God. In Quebec, you can drink at 18?
Yep. So those folks out in New England, Maine, all they go up to Quebec, and they 3 years difference, right? So
well, let's be real here. In the United States of America, how many Americans are waiting until they're 21 to have a drink? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's true too. You're not going up traveling cross borders to do that.
Yeah, but can you legally just hand somebody on the street a drink? You can't do that, right? You can't.
Nah, legally, no. I mean, no, like touristy areas, I guess it's a little bit more lenient, but for the most part, no.
I can't walk down the street here with a bottle. I mean, they look at me like I'm nuts. Like,
but yeah, I've been to Nashville and New Orleans. I bought a beer in New Orleans, walked right out.
Well. Yeah, the rules in New Orleans are real different. What are you drinking, Hurricanes?
Not straight, just Miller Genuine Draft.
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want in New Orleans, man. Hey Michael, yeah. you got options. Why are you staying in Toronto?
I grew up here, man. Born Canadian, bred through and through, man. Parents emigrated from Egypt, moved to Canada. I had no choice, really, but love it up here, man. Home.
Nice. Listen, I love Toronto, but come on down to the States and ruin your life with the rest of us, okay?
I love it, man. Hey, so I just wanted to give you my 0-2 pick. I guarantee the Minnesota Vikings this week. I'll tell you why.
Wait, oh, my God.
They got Kirk Cousins. Hey, still a solid QB, playing in the dome. That L.A. Charger defense, that secondary is very suspect. Both 0-2 teams, but I like the Vikings. And I like them to make the playoffs and make a run.
Did you see the Minnesota Vikings last year?
Yeah, hey, they impressed in the regular season. They just choked, but I mean, hey, they still got Jay Jeff, right? That guy's solid, and you know, Cousins in the dome. Like, look, that's a dangerous team. You know, they lost
Dobbins,
but
Justin Jefferson might be the only thing worth a damn on the Minnesota Vikings. So I don't know about that, Mike. But good. But
you don't
good
like
luck.
Cousins?
Kirk Cousins, what? He's 35 years old. He's stealing money. He's a good quarterback that doesn't do anything in a postseason but lose. What is there to like about Kirk Cousins?
I mean, the numbers back up. They speak for themselves. Yeah, he chokes. Yes, he's known for that.
In the postseason? Like, who cares what he does in the regular season? What is he doing in the postseason?
Oh, let's call Drew Brees. Let's see what he says about that.
About what?
Oh, you beat him. I mean, Jerry, you don't think you're being a little hard on Cousins right now?
Kirk Cousins is good, but he's not good enough to win anything.
Ooh.
You think he's a top 10 QB?
He's sitting right at 10 and outside of it, man.
I think that's good enough to win a Super Bowl if you got the right team.
Nah, man. No, first of all, not with this team. The Minnesota Vikings they're inconsistent, man. And the defense is open as all hell. I was going to say something that got me fired, but the defense is open. They let anybody through. And Kirk Cousins, he's too meticulous. He's too careful in the postseason. He's like, oh, my God, I can't turn the ball over. And he's not aggressive enough to do anything. That's why Zimmer was pissed at him before he got the boot, man. Stop it.
Yeah, no, I know. I just think the defense, I could do better. But, hey, that's still a dangerous team, I think. And, look, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, so I know there's no relation there. But, like, hey, just being objective. I'm just saying, my 0-2 pick, I think that's a team that could excel.
Okay, not me. I think they're going to be worse than what they were last season, and they were a fraud.
By the way, before I go, but did you end up going to lunch with that aerospace engineer, that cool guy?
I had to try to reschedule. That was
I see. That's cool, man. That's super cool. Hey, man, I'm going to try to get down in Atlanta, and I'm going to get out in contact
with
you and
listen,
try to meet up.
Listen, Michael, if you come to Atlanta, where do you want to go?
I've been to the airport. I know it's the largest airport in the world.
It is. Yeah, they sweep my bags up, yes.
There, but haven't been outside. I want to go, man. Never been to Georgia. Touched 48 states. Not Georgia, though.
Well, you come to Georgia. Come to Atlanta, okay? Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is different. Come to Atlanta. Michael doesn't understand. Hey, Michael, you come to Atlanta. I'll tell you around, okay? I'll show you.
I understand. I know Atlanta. No, I know.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I've been
to
the airport, never went outside, had to catch a flight, but that's the next stop when I'm driving down to Florida.
Magic City with no traffic is only 10 minutes away or less, okay?
All righty. All right, JR, thank you for having me on, and
you're welcome.
You have a wonderful rest of the night, okay?
You're welcome. Yes, all Canadians, come to Atlanta, come visit. We can all go to Blue Flame. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. He said he's a Buffalo Bills fan. He had a lot to say about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. He is. He's good. He's a good starting QB. But I'm not expecting anything out of him in the postseason. Kirk Cousins is good enough to keep a job, to keep his money rolling in. He's good enough to put up good numbers. But when it comes to actually going out on a limb to win anything, I ain't trusting Kirk Cousins to do squat, man. He's like good. Kirk Cousins is your B-plus student. He's a B player. You're not expecting him ever to cross the line and get an A. Never. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of those Buffalo Bills, this is going to be a good matchup to watch. We got the Buffalo Bills, and we got Washington. You know, not everybody, a lot of people crapping on Josh Allen. He was able to bounce back in the last game against the Raiders. It is the Raiders, I understand. And we saw what Washington did as well. You know, Sam Howell getting a little bit of, let's just say, confidence, eliciting confidence in the fan base as well. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the Bills and the Commanders. These are still two teams, you know, looking to prove. The Bills trying to show everybody, yes, we're still not just AFC contenders, but potentially championship contenders. Josh Allen trying to show everybody that he hasn't fallen into the toilet. Diggs trying to show everybody that he can still get along. And the Commanders, they want to be known as legitimate contenders, you know, just in their own division, the NFC East. So, hey, let's take a listen. A matter of fact, Ron Rivera, he's excited to be at home against the Bills. Listen to this.
Starting out at home, another sellout crowd. How exciting is that for you and for the team overall in preparation this week?
Wow, I think that's great. I really do. You know, I think it's going to be very exciting for our players. This is going to be a good crowd. It's going to be, you know, probably have a few more Buffalo fans just because they do travel very well. But hopefully we'll have a lot more Commander fans out there that'll drown them out. And I'm looking forward to the environment. I mean, this is kind of what I've been hoping for, just because I, you know, having been here when it was like that back in the day. This is very exciting for our team and for our organization and for this community and city.
The Buffalo Bills fans, they don't still put each other through tables, do they? When's the last time you seen it? Do they still do that?
I don't think so, because they're used to winning these days, so they're not going crazy whenever they have a good season.
Well, they were doing that before the games, like
right.
Putting each other through these tables and doing all that wild stuff.
They got to slow down on the Bills Mafia. I think they get a little carried away with themselves, although I do think that there is not a more starved fan base, specifically in the NFL, to win a Super Bowl, that all-elusive Super Bowl, than the Buffalo Bills organization and that fan base.
Yeah, well, when you go to a bunch in a row and you lose them all, yeah.
Yeah, wide right. Yep, Scott Norwood, where you at?
That'd be starving, that would. Hey, what about the Washington side? Buffalo Bills got to take on that defense. Josh Allen, I think he better be careful, otherwise he's going to be driven into the ground. Take your pick who knocks him down. Is it a healthy Chase Young? Is it sweat? Is it pain, Allen? I mean, we can go on down the line. Stephon Diggs is going to be watching from down the line of scrimmage. And he just talked about, you know, how he can even get off the line of scrimmage and how the whole team can take on that defense. Listen to Stephon Diggs.
When you face a team with a D-line like Washington, the Commanders, when you're running your route isn't with the DB, it's with the D-line. You know what I'm saying? As quick as they get back there, you need to be running your route with some efficiency. You need to be clean. You need to be crispy because they're going to get back there. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some pressure applied. Luckily, I got a quarterback that can move around a little bit, maybe shake some guys off, but that race is always between you and the D-line, so get off the ball. You need to get off the ball. You need to be running with speed and tempo.
What do you do, his interview in a jazz club? The heck was that?
Listen, we got
he was at the Blue Flame.
Listen, we got Stephon Diggs being positive about Josh Allen. We can't be picky and choosy about that, okay?
Oh, well, at least his brother won't do any talk. Well, maybe his brother has more space to do talking with the injury.
Hey, Stephen A. Smith and Dan Orlovsky might go after you for that comment.
Oh, for saying his brother has time? His brother's not playing.
No, because you're not taking it as seriously as you should, apparently.
Oh, I don't know. I just made fun of his injury now, didn't I?
Bart Starr did not. They like to pretend to be better guys than they actually are, so.
People got to be positive about something, I guess. 855-212-4CBS. I just asked what they do in Buffalo. Are they still going through those tables? Mac is here from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mac?
Hey, JR, how are you? Thanks
I'm
for
good.
Having me on. They actually don't do the table thing much anymore because, you know, we've got a new stadium coming up.
Yes.
So they don't have as much room for tailgating and all that other stuff as they used to
That's
do.
That's the only reason?
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Because when they had their first home game, it was kind of a challenge. They don't do the RVs anymore. There's no RV space for anything.
Oh,
but it's
sucks.
Not like Bill's Mafia is decreased or anything. There's just not as much space here for home games for them to do some of their shenanigans as they used
okay.
to.
Okay, I understand that. What else you got?
So what I got is not as much about the Bills, but I think the conditioning has a lot to do with why some of these players are getting injured so early in the beginning of the season, because I think either they're not doing their offseason, and especially if they just came just from college, they kind of took some time off, and then they said, okay, it's training camp, so I'm going to get in shape. But you can't do that, in my opinion, because I'm not really an athlete. In my opinion, you have to be year-round. I don't really agree. LeBron James is not one of my favorite players, but I know that he conditions himself, like, year-round. And also with Tom Brady, Tom Brady's a year-round conditioner. He's a little skinny now.
Matt,
I'm holding on.
Thank you. Thank you for taking a breath. Now let me take a breath. Hold on. I need to take one myself.
Why you always got to take a breath when I call?
Yeah, you don't take a breath. I like when you call, but you got to breathe sometimes. You got to take a pause and break.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, see, there you go. When it comes down to the athletes, you make a good point. And I don't think it's so much of a lack of conditioning. You specifically mentioned guys in college, so let's forget about that. If we take a look at guys who've been in the league, let's just say 3 or 4 years, we know they're now playing less football in the preseason. Is that something that leads to more of the injuries? So this is why we don't have, like, a conclusive report in athletics in general, not just – the NFL. Put the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, put it all out there. Are the athletes doing too much work? Because I can't remember a point in time where every athlete looks like they're carved, almost every athlete. These dudes look carved up out of stone. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. They look like freaks. You know, baseball players, there was a point in time where a lot of them look like they just rolled out of bed. And there's some still do. But these dudes are big as hell. They're strong. So is it too much work? Is it not enough rest? You know, nobody knows.
Yeah, too much at the last minute. You push everything into a couple of preseason games, I don't know if they've shortened training camp. But
they don't practice
as
much.
They don't practice as much. They don't have their coaches pushing them. And then some of the coaches, I think, are afraid to push them because they say, well, maybe he won't sign with us, or maybe he won't come into this if I push him too hot.
So you think the players are a bunch of punk asses?
Well, you're allowed to swear on your station. I'm not. Like, I really wanted to say that I think that prime time keeps a can of whip ass in his corner. So even though he's a man of God, I think that's one of the reasons why he not on his players, but you know what a can of whip ass is.
Yeah, I do.
When you're playing stage or something, you whip out that can, and you know your opponent is gone because you got that can.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Anyway.
Enjoy the football, okay?
Thanks for putting me on. You take care.
No
Both
problem.
Of you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin used to serve that up all the time. I remember that. A whole can on everybody. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Jay's here from Chicago. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, JR? How you
How
doing?
How are you?
I can't complain. I'm all right.
Good, go ahead. You sound sad. You sad?
Nah, well, kind of. I left my daughter's high school homecoming game tonight, and they got smoked, so kind of disappointed.
Well, are you not one of them people that go out there and beat up the kids when they lose, right?
Nah, I just sit back and play analyst in my mind because I used to play. So I'm there because, you know, she's on the cheerleading team. I'm there in support, but I'm focused on the game.
All right. Well, tell me about something that we all know about. What's up?
The Bears.
Oh, crap.
It's kind of like a loaded question.
They suck.
Okay, so we see, you know, they what is it, 12 straight they lost dating back to last season. So just say they finish, you know, with another terrible record. Mm-hmm. And somehow we're granted that first round pick, you know, the first pick, the number one pick. If they drafted Caleb Williams, they moved on from Justin Fields. We draft Caleb Williams. Do you see them ruining him as well? Because in my opinion, they're ruining Justin Fields.
I don't know if we can say it's ruining Justin Fields. What I don't think they're doing the best job at is utilizing his skill set. And this, I talked about this the other night. This, keep this in mind. They ain't draft him, okay? They didn't draft
right.
him. He ain't the best passer in the world. And that is said and done. You can look at Caleb Williams and what he does. He's a better passer. He looks like he has a better upside coming out of college than Fields had. I remember when Fields was a Bulldog, they ain't do nothing but hand the ball off to him. They ain't let him throw until he went to Ohio State. And so now they want to see both here in the NFL. But it doesn't appear to be there yet. So I'm not just going to dump it on the coaching staff. Some of it is on him as well. And if this season doesn't work, it could be the coaching staff's fault. It could be his fault. But the dude who's going to get the boot is him.
But if we were to draft Caleb Williams, do you see the organization continuing to let Eberflus, you know, drive the car? Because usually when you get a number one draft
pick, the
coach
usually
come in with a new coach.
Yes. Not all the time. But, yes, Eberflus, is, I think, being watched carefully as well. But at the same time, you got to keep in mind that this is Poles. Anything that Poles does, any hire or fire that he makes, is going to be an indictment on him. And so he's going to want to look good even in his own case. If he brings in a quarterback, he's going to allow himself a little bit more rope, less so the coach. I'd be concerned with the quarterback first. You can figure out the coach after that, Jay.
Right, and then Eberflus, he's like a defensive-minded coach. I mean, if you got –
Yeah, he's calling a defense the other day, so we got to stay tuned. Hey, Jay, I got to hit the break, man.
All right, thanks, Jay. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for calling from Chicago. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? Everything is so bad right now with the Bears. How does stadium get robbed? I'm going to explain on the other side. This is nuts. I'm going to get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I cannot talk about the Chicago Bears, which a caller just asked about the Bears before we went to break. And not reference what came out in the news today. And some of these things you cannot make up. I want you to listen to this news report. This is from CBS Chicago.
Well, it seems the hits just keep coming for the Bears. Someone broke into Soldier Field Wednesday night, stealing ride-along lawnmowers and John Deere Gators. The equipment belonged to a contractor. The cost of the damage and the equipment, $100,000.
How you just roll up and steal? How you stealing John Deere lawnmowers? How you just roll up and steal, like, gardening equipment? $100,000 worth of, like, this is this an inside job? Who's stealing tractors to cut grass from a football stadium's garage? What are they going to do? Scratch these? Do these? I don't even know. Does a John Deere grass, does it have a VIN number? Do you track? Like, how does this work? Oh, my God. They're really going to move the stadium from downtown. They're going to move it to the burbs now. Oh, my God. It sounds like a scene from Batman, like the Joker stealing lawnmower equipment. This is, I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Sam is here from Houston. Hey, Sam, you know how to steal, like, a tractor trailer?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, you do? Well, how did they do it in Chicago?
Well, they probably got some fake IDs over there, probably got some workers already over there, and they probably just stole it.
It's an inside job, right?
It's an inside job, exactly. Yes, sir. I'm surprised that they haven't done that in the 49ers stadium yet, knowing how many break-ins they've had over there in California.
Oh, my. Are you talking about, like, as in, like, break-in and steal every and anything?
Oh, yeah. Have you not heard what's going on in California? People are just stealing stuff in broad daylight.
Yeah, that's taking place all over the country. Yeah.
Well, it's not as bad as California. I'm just surprised that it happened in Chicago first out of all places in the country.
Well, CVS has everything that you need, man. Sam, you got soap in your house, Sam?
Yes, sir, I do.
You paid for it?
Yes, sir.
Why are you paying for it when you could just go into CVS and just grab it all up and walk out?
You know what? I never thought about that. And you know what? Next time, I'm going to keep that in mind.
Yeah, don't. I didn't suggest it, but you heard it from somewhere, but not me, okay?
Oh, well, I'm going to put you as my reference that, you know, JR advised me to go ahead and do this. So I just took his advice.
Okay. All right. Anyway, what else you got? Besides stealing advice from me, what else is on your mind?
Well, I think it's better to get away from the Bears because the more you talk about them, the more depressing it gets. I think we should make ourselves more happy and talk about the 49ers.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think that it's their year. The way that they're playing, first three games, they've seemed really consistent. I think it's their year.
Yeah, well, I mean, it certainly looks like it. I mean, it's not like they have not been close over the past several seasons. They actually did go to a Super Bowl, and they lost that with Jimmy Garoppolo. They've been in the mix. Last year, we saw Purdy go down with the elbow, and we don't know what would have happened if he stayed out there, but what does it matter? They knocked him out of the game legitimately. And so if they stay healthy, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they went to the Super Bowl. Not at all.
Yeah, and that's where the question is, you know, what – healthy at that time would have won that game or would have been a closer game or not, who knows. But I think that you know, just looking at the Eagles, you know, they haven't really played at their full potential right now, but who knows, that could change maybe this week or the next couple of weeks. That I think they're supposed to be playing in a couple of weeks as well, the 49ers and the Eagles, so that's going to be pretty interesting knowing that now Purdy's healthy. You know, it's going to be a very interesting game to watch and see what happens.
Yeah, it's a long season, man. Something's going to happen that neither you or I can go ahead and predict that may alter things. Look, everybody hopes for health. And if the NFL, if everybody stayed healthy, it doesn't happen. But It doesn't even I don't even think it happens in video games. Don't the guys get hurt in the games?
They do.
Yeah, so it's you can't predict it. So, no, if the 49ers can stay healthy, most certainly they're going to be – I'd put them in the Super Bowl if they stayed healthy, but that may not be the case. We'll see. Hey, listen, I appreciate you for calling. You stay away from those CVSs.
For sure. I would have asked, who do you think they could go up against in the Super Bowl? What's your prediction?
AFC is a little bit more of a dogfight, man. I haven't gotten all that deep. I do like the Niners in the AFC. You know, we got the usual suspects. I think it'll be some combination of either the Chiefs. I'm not all that down and out on the Buffalo Bills. And then the Ravens. I think they got a chance if they stay healthy.
And what about the Bengals?
Joe Burrow's leg, man. Joe Burrow's leg. Not feeling that right now. We got to see very early.
People think it's all that cash that he's already gotten.
No, hell no. I don't know. I don't think Joe Burrow got paid and now he's like, I'm going to take some time off to rest my calf. Nah, man, not at all.
No, I think they have a chance. I think that with them, I think we saw it last year too. You know, they started out the season 0-2, like that.
0-2, and they 0-2 went to the AFC. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What are the odds that that happens again?
Yeah, we never know. We never know. I think this time,
Sam, I know this. I know since 1990, teams that have started 0-2, they only go to the postseason about 11% of the time. If the Bengals are going to do that in back-to-back seasons, God bless them. But I'm not going to hold my breath on it. I appreciate you for calling from Houston, man. You be safe, okay?
You too. Thank you again, JR. Thanks.
No problem, man. Don't steal nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. He has a great point. Yes, the 49ers are so damn good right now that there's a couple of people in management who aren't going anywhere. I think a coach, too. I'm going to give you some news on the Niners. We're going to talk about some of these 0-2 teams and what 0-2 team actually has a chance to turn things around. Is it the Bengals? We'll talk about it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First, I want to say I appreciate you, and I work nights here in Chicago, so I get to listen to you a couple nights a week for a few hours, and I love your take on sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Our last call, I wanted positivity. He said, hey, all the Bears talk is depressing people. Well, it's Justin Fields' fault, not mine. People are stealing lawnmowers from Soldier Field's parking lots now. It's bad in Chicago right now. It is. But out in the Bay Area, as he mentioned, yeah, things are going good for the 49ers. Just beat up on the New York Giants. And congratulations, John Lynch and Mike Shanahan, they both got contract extensions. And, I mean, the way that Brock Purdy is throwing the ball, they're not going to be in no rush to just throw money at him, but he might be in store for a big deal. Former Mr. Irrelevant. They ain't going to call him that for too much longer. And so this team just keeps on rolling. And even last night, beating the Giants, you know, Christian McCaffrey, who's just a Swiss Army knife of a football player, he reminded everybody, like, we were doing this without Brandon Ayuk, and we're a successful group, everybody pitching in. Listen to what Christian McCaffrey had to say.
It's the resilience of in the depth that we have. And when somebody's down, being able to step up and make plays when your name's called. Obviously, Ronnie did a great job. You miss B.A. He's a hard guy to replace. He brings so much to our offense with the ball in his hands and without. But when you have guys who learn from guys like B.A., it's nice to, you know, be able to plug them in and, like you said, not miss a beat.
Oh, man, see, everybody is so positive. It's positivity when you win, right? George Kittle had positive words for Deebo Samuel after his touchdown. Listen to Kittle.
That's a really easy question, so thank you so much. He was fantastic, as he always is. Every time you give him the ball, he breaks multiple tackles. One thing I love about Debo, he loves contact. He's very physical. He just kind of runs through everybody. And so, yeah, he's fantastic. He makes plays when his number is called, and then he goes out and makes plays even when he's in pain.
Oh, man, they love each other. Look, this is what happens when you win. It's all roses and walks through the park. It's like the first time you go on that. Is it the first date? Hey, Shep, is it the first date where you get butterflies or the second date?
It depends on how you met them.
Oh. How or where?
How? Like if you met them, you know, through an app, you're not going to get butterflies before you meet them, right?
There's no butter. I don't know.
No, that's not how that works. You get butterflies in the aftermath of a date and then before seeing them a second time around.
Ah, okay. Well, I guess everybody with the Niners, they got butterflies. Even Ronnie Bell. He's making goo-goo eyes at Brock Purdy. Listen to this.
Brock is, like I said, he's a dog, man. I love being out on the field with him. I love everything about the way he plays, man. And just as a receiver, it's really, really just you're thankful. You know, you're excited to go out there and play for a quarterback like that. And, yeah, I mean, he's putting the ball in the money, man, every chance he gets. I love it.
All right, that's enough positivity for me. I can't deal with that crap no more. 49ers are so good. Everybody is happy. You know, I need balance in my life. I know the New York Jets are going to take on the New England Patriots on Sunday. And here, if you want balance, you just heard from like four happy 49ers. So our last caller, he wanted positivity. Good. He got it. Here's some negativity. Here's Bill Belichick. After they lost to Miami, Bill Belichick sounded miserable. Here you go. Balance.
All right, well, not too much to say after that one. Tough loss, but got to learn from it and just keep working harder and move on. So
he sounds like that when they win. Like how do you decipher a Bill Belichick win versus a loss? You can't. So the New England Patriots are going to take on the New York Jets. These are two teams that typically you would say they hate each other. They do for a million reasons. They're like cousins who hate each other that can't get along. There is no Aaron Rodgers. We know that much. Mac Jones is he on a shortened leash? Patriots don't know what they want to do when it comes to the backup QBs. It's no Tom Brady there. There's no Aaron Rodgers here either. And so Jets and Patriots fans have to look at Zach Wilson throw the football, and they have to hope that Mac Jones can generate something. The Patriots are a boring team to watch. And speaking of Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, even though he's recovering from his Achilles tear, he still talks to Pat McAfee on the show. And I don't know if this is good or bad or if it makes a difference. Aaron Rodgers says he talks to Zach Wilson all the time. Listen to this.
I talk to Zach all the time. I love Zach. Zach's my guy. And we talk, you know, every single day and pulling for him and just want him to go out and play free and confident this week. Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Jets haven't beaten them in a while, so good time to end the streak.
Oh, my God. Oof. Bill Belichick. It's like he personally hates the Jets. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, it's the birthday boy, Mr. Positive. You're
happy
right.
Happy birthday. Oh,
thank you, my friend. Everybody, Agents of Inclusion, the best. Fantastic one. The recent drop, I got to tell you. Brady is being Jordan-esque about his hating people that he plays. That's what Jordan said in the big documentary, that he hated people when he played them. He wanted to get that edge. Got to ask you, and I love Deion, prime time, is he all that in a bag of chips? I love his motivation. Are we going to really see what he's made of against Oregon?
I don't know if that what do you mean, see what he's made out of?
He ain't
playing. I mean, he's coaching, and he got a bunch of other coaches out there.
Right. I guess it's being bandied about that he beat, other than TCU, these other teams that are really not that good, and there's some flaws in what he's going to be able to give up offensively.
Well, yeah, I think we've seen that the Buffaloes are likely going to give up a lot of points, and if they want to win, it's going to be a shootout. Not that they want that to be the case,
right?
But ultimately, even if they lose tomorrow, especially even if they compete, even in a loss, I don't think anybody can look at this season so far of what they're having in Colorado and just say it's a failure. It's a success what they've been able to do, especially still here in year one of him running a program.
Yes, I totally agree, JR. It's just and I love his motivation. And do you think he's changing the dynamics of college football and how it should be coached?
Oh my God.
Is it revolutionary?
I don't know if the word should is the right word, because he's coaching it in a way that probably only he can. Like, he's the star. He's the celebrity. He's the charismatic one. He's one of the best players that the NFL has ever seen. There aren't too many coaches around, period, who can check the boxes that he can, and he's one of a kind. And so yes, I don't know if it should be. He's pretty much the only dude who's capable of doing it.
JR, spot on as usual. Love you and everybody. Agents of Inclusion. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, Greg. Enjoy your birthday weekend, okay? Yeah, he's happy birthday to him. Something else that I'm realizing. Shep, did you know tomorrow or Saturday is the last day of summer?
It's already fall, September 21st.
No, tomorrow. I know typically, but it's tomorrow.
According to who?
I don't know, Earth?
I mean, I've always known it to be December 21st, March, and then when the groundhog, you see him, that's spring. And then June 21st is summer, and then September 21st is fall.
This year in the United States, the summer solstice began on June 21st and will run through September 23rd when autumn officially arrives.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess you learn something every day. Man, we had a good, we had a long summer this time around. Good for us.
What, an extra 2 days?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'll take it.
Don't ask me. What's the weather in New York like right now?
It's beautiful, man. I went to Fort Tryon Park today. Beautiful.
And did what?
Just went for a walk with my girlfriend, man. Weather couldn't ask for better right now. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you, Jared.
Were the bees and the birds following you around?
No, I'm not going to touch that one.
You had rats following you. Yeah, in New York. The rats were following you.
Rats, mice, and roaches.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. No rats. No rats here. Only A-Rod.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look, look who's here.